to general discussion. We probably have at most 10 minutes left. Does anybody have anything they want to raise under general discussion? Commissioner Thorburn.
Commissioner Baker, go ahead.
Okay, go to Commissioner Thorburn first. And
I would just like to point out that March is, I always find one of our challenging meetings, it's the presentation of the game rules, even when it's not the three-year pamphlet. There's a lot of detail that goes into this, and I just want to express my appreciation to the wildlife staff for not just this year but also last year. They've been really timely in terms of getting the information out for us and added to the agenda. We've got rules that we need to go through and everything to prepare for this meeting, and I just appreciate the effort that the staff has put into it to ensure that we have that information timely.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. I heard someone else, but I'm not sure who raised their voice a minute ago.
This is Commissioner Grayville.
Go ahead, Commissioner Grayville.
I have a request. I've spoken to several commissioners about an exercise that I would like to have done and task staff for assistance, and that is a kind of a review of the current Columbia River policy document. And to go through that and just simply eliminate a lot of the dated language and matrices that no longer apply to what we're dealing with now. I'm not recommending any kind of changes to the policy, but simply a cleanup of dated language so that the document is easier to read, it's relevant. And what I'd like to do is, when that is complete, deliver to the full commission the copy of the document that's currently in place, and then the new document that's edited, so that you could look at them side by side, and just for the assurance that there aren't any substantive changes to the policy, but just get it cleaned up so that it's easier to read and understand.
Okay. Are there any comments on Commissioner Graybill's request?
It seems like Commissioner Thorburn, because there were a lot of timelines in the initial Columbia River policy that have passed, so they're really not relevant to what we're looking at this point.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Don.
Yes, thank you. I think there could be some utility in such a thing. The staff that's been working on the Columbia River policy review business is pretty busy preparing for the meeting on the 26th that has been planned. As I said, I think there could be some utility in this document as we move forward. Integrating it into a staff assignment for those folks, or if there's additional staff that can be put into this assignment, the request was so it would be available for the community. I think it could be useful to have this available to the Joint State Committee as well. So, when I think about when this is appropriate for a commission decision, the first thing I think about is the long run. And of course, we're trying to focus on 2019 first and then focus on the long run. So I guess I'm making two points here. There could be some utility to this. I don't know what the urgency of it is, and I think it needs to be fed into the Joint State Committee process so that it's not just our commission that would benefit from any of this, but also the Joint State Committee folks on the other side of the river as well.
Okay, is there any other further discussion?
This is Commissioner Grayville again. Our next meeting with Oregon is next Tuesday. I don't think we could accomplish this And what I'm thinking of, it doesn't really require too much technical work. And I have reviewed this with staff, specifically Jim. And I think this can be accomplished. It's almost a secretarial exercise. It doesn't require sophisticated staff work. I'd like to have it done in time to distribute, maybe in Spokane, because we're not going to be able to get it done by next Tuesday. So, but I would like to be able to have it distributed to the full commission for review, because then our next meeting with the joint committee isn't until the middle of March. And I would like to be able to have staff have enough time to review.
Yeah. You know, this is Commissioner Kehoe, and I know we don't have much time. I might just chime in a little bit.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, Commissioner Kehoe.
Yeah, so Dave, you know, I know you called and we didn't get a chance to talk about it. I'd like to talk more about this with you and Don when we meet down in Salem on Tuesday. I need to get a little better idea of kind of what the purpose of this would be and whether it's necessary for distribution at our March meeting. So, and then also just look at staff workload. But so I would wish that we just can talk more about this maybe on Tuesday, if that's okay.
This is Commissioner Baker. I think that this is it's an unusual request. It rises to the level of basically an oral blue sheet, and I would agree that this probably has utility, especially for those who weren't available, like me, who weren't involved in the original drafting of the policy. Commissioner Graybill, given the comments of the other commissioners, would it be acceptable to you to present this to the commission when we are in Spokane as a blue sheet, and you can have discussions with some of your other negotiators between now and then?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, this is purely, I think, Commissioner Baker would be useful, say, again, as you mentioned, trying to digest a document that was drafted some time ago, just to make this more relevant, easier to read, understand the implication of what we're doing moving forward. And I'd be happy to discuss this in more detail with Commissioner Kehoe and McIsaac, and have that presented at the meeting in March as a blue sheet. We're just up against a bunch of deadlines, and I'd like to get this accomplished as soon as possible. So I'm happy with that path forward. If people want to wait till our meeting in early March to get that assigned, we'll go that way.
I think that's a very good resolution to this. How about anybody else? Does anybody else have anything to add in the comment section of this meeting? I have heard from Tammy that we can go a little bit longer, but I guess now we're running up against people's schedules for the day.
Commissioner Baker, I have a couple of things I would like to go through very quickly.
Go ahead, Director. And actually, I had one request for you, which is that I received from Raquel Crozier yesterday a copy of the spreadsheet that the department uses. It's called the WDFW Top Priority Bill Tracker. It is a very interesting document to me, and I think it would be interesting to the rest of the commissioners. So I wondered if you would ask Raquel to send that to everyone.
I will do that.
Thank you.
And I will touch on a couple of things that are on there. But before that, first, as you all know, the administrative assistant for the director's office here at the agency is retiring at the end of April. We concluded our hiring process yesterday on that. I'm very, very excited to announce, for me, less so for you, that we've selected Tammy as the new administrative assistant for the director's office.
You mean our Tammy?
Our Tammy Leninger. And
starting in 2021?
No, sir. We're working on the date, but to give you some comfort with that, with Tammy's appointment, given her abilities and capacity, we're going to probably restructure a bit here at the director's office. So she'll have Irene's old position, but she'll also be supervising her current to-be-vacated position. And she's also around, you know, with Irene's around until April. So we'll make sure there's a solid transition. Tammy will still have supervisory responsibilities over that position. So I think we are well set up to make the transition seamless for you all and great for me, just to be selfish.
Congratulations, Tammy.
Yeah, thank you.
I will now. I'll also give you a real quick blast on some of our bills. Our fee bill, it got hung up in the Senate. It's not going to move out of the Senate Policy Committee, but it is necessary to implement the budget. We're expecting the House version of that bill will move today. Aligning fishing and hunting discounts with the federal ADA, as you know, we've described before, is passed out of committee. It's a bit stalled in appropriations because it has a fiscal note, and appropriations chair is asking why would we add to your deficit till we find out if you can correct your wildlife account deficit with fees. So it's unfortunate. We were hoping to just move along, but I think it'll just be wrapped up with the rest of it. We had also given some of the theatrics going on around our fee bill, pushed for a separate Columbia River Salmon and Steelhead endorsement that we thought was going to go. That did not move out of the Senate, but it also is necessary to implement the budget, so there's a chance to catch up later. The banning of non-tribal gill nets ban did pass out of the Senate. It was restricted to the Columbia River rather than statewide as before, and it does have some transition plans for alternative gear. So it's improved, but it's moving. There is a new bill, relatively new bill, came out a few days ago on wolf recovery. This requires the agency to do an immediate status review on the wolves. And it also, probably the most concerning element, it says based on that, make an appropriate decision to, if supported by data, to remove them from the endangered list, either statewide or in the Eastern Recovery Region. So it adds that potential delisting in the Eastern Recovery Region. It does some good things. It adds some staff for us in the conflict area. It adds some money for non-lethal deterrence over there. So we think on whole it's a good idea. It's what we should be doing anyway. It's just kind of the lack of, the introduction of the new regional delisting will be controversial. But the sponsor of the bill have agreed to work with us moving forward. We expect that bill will move out of the House today as well. There's also a new bill concerning advisory groups, basically just expanding the Open Public Meetings Act to advisory groups, boards, committees. It could affect some of the committees at the commission. It will also affect our advisory groups. I think the intent is transparent, open government. I think it's consistent with what you all have decided before. We'll just have to get our arms around what it will mean in detail. As usual, the devil's in the details on a lot of these. I apologize for the blast, but if you have questions, I could try to answer them, or I can follow up with written responses.
Director Suslin, this is Commissioner Baker. On both the Gillnet and the Wolf bill, you noted that one moved out of the Senate and one moved out of the House. I think you were talking about the Senate and the House policy committees, correct? They haven't moved.
Yes, I am sorry. I'm talking the first stage policy committee cutoff is today, and they made that cutoff, Senate policy committee and House policy committee.
Does anybody have any questions or comments for our director?
I have a quick question. The Gillnet original bill included buyback. Is that still in what moved out of committee?
It's actually improved. The original bill didn't really provide anything for buyback. It just said, well, it did. It buy back the license, but no transition to alternative gear. So the buyback is still in there. Some dates have been moved around. Buyback by, I believe, January 2021. It does have a transition to alternative gear. So, yes, it's still in there in buyback in a modified form.
So does that mean the bill has a fiscal node?
Yes, it does.
It does. Okay.
A fairly substantial one.
Thank you. And for those of you who want to go straight from a conference call to your computer, the Wolf bill is being heard right now in the House Natural Resources Committee. But this is cut off, so I don't expect... I think they will be under extreme time issues as well, so it probably won't be a very comprehensive hearing. Anything else before we adjourn? I'd like to point out that, you know, I think we all share the same frustration that it's difficult to conduct this amount of business and hear this amount of information and produce this amount of information on a conference call. And as always, I mean, I think that we should all be thinking about ways to improve our process, but I also want to really appreciate people's patience, both the commissioners and the staffs, and just say that we got through it.
So, well done, Vice Chair Baker. Well done.
With that, we will hereby adjourn today's meeting, and I will see all of you in next week in Spokane. Thanks a lot.